Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's another scorcher out there, and the high heat is affecting the way the trains are running. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Glenside SEPTA station in Montgomery County.
It's been brutal out in the sweltering heat, and the commuters we spoke with are doing all they can to get through it.
Been doing okay, just trying to stay cool.
Not too bad, just trying to, you know, walk slow and yeah, just take my time.
And when it gets this hot, SEPTA, Amtrak, and other transit agencies do go a little bit slower. SEPTA, for example, says they reduce speeds by about 5 to 10 miles an hour. That goes for regional rail, trolleys, the Norristown High Speed Line, the L and Broad Street Line. They do this to decrease the chances that the tracks and overhead wires are damaged. And that was news to rail rider Bridget, who did notice a bit of a slowdown.
Honestly, I didn't know that that was the reason, but that makes sense. And, you know, again, it's one of those things that I would rather be on a safe train that maybe gets there a little later than one that rushes and then has to stop.
Even at reduced speeds, issues do pop up. During yesterday's evening commute, for example, SEPTA said regional rail had delays of up to 45 minutes because of heat-related switch failures and power issues. In Glenside, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Prosecutors are expected to rest their case today in the murder trial of Miles Pfeffer, the Bucks County man accused of killing Temple University Police Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Jurors have now seen clear video of the killing. Christopher Fitzgerald chasing Miles Pfeffer. Then the two reach the center of the frame and get into a physical tussle. Fitzgerald is heard yelling at Pfeffer to get on the effing ground. Pfeffer says, "Why?" Fitzgerald then says, "Don't effing fight me, man." Then bang, 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 and silence. Pfeffer finishes firing shots into Fitzgerald's body as he stands over him and then seems to go through his pockets and duty belt. The incident happened February 18th of 2023. Pfeffer's brother and friend testified and identified Pfeffer on the video. His own defense attorneys don't dispute it's him, but they say he acted out of fear. 20-year-old Pfeffer faces automatic life in prison if convicted. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A budget deal is in place in New Jersey. Sources close to the matter tell KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty that top Democrats in Governor Murphy's office expect everything to be done before the July 1st deadline.
New Jersey won't have any trouble getting its $58 billion budget signed on time. Sources tell us the 2026 fiscal year budget will increase taxes on luxury home sales over $1 million, increase taxes on online gambling, but no new taxes on bowling alleys, laser tag, or other recreational activities as previously proposed. This also includes property tax relief for seniors through the Stay NJ program, which was feared by some to be on the chopping block as the state is operating under a structural deficit with more money going out than taxes coming in. Sources also say it fully funds K-12 schools and state employee pensions while maintaining a surplus of about $6 billion. Both the Senate and Assembly have to formally approve the budget in a vote, which could happen on Friday. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Well, we may be sick of this heat wave, but crops can't get enough of this sunny weather. That's leaving farmers with a lot to sell, but the heat is keeping some customers away. KYW's Connor Barkon reports.
We've come back and like stepped into the walk-in a few times.
Maxwell Cohen is the farm director for Farmer John Agriculture. He spent the day watering and harvesting cauliflower, onions, and more crops that have been thriving this week at the farm on Route 926 in Westchester.
There's a lot of produce that we weren't able to get out of the field because I can't have people work all day today, and then it kind of becomes unsellable really fast.
Farmers markets have been canceled because of the heat, and Cohen says it's too hot for many customers to visit the produce stand. Assistant farm manager Woody Frankel has been in the field trying to keep up with the harvest.
We have a lot of space here with not a lot of people, so a lot needs to get done.
In Westchester, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News. News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.